Hello, Gary B. with your update on the local and regional scene. Federal investigators are due in Hot Springs today following the crash of a single-engine airplane that killed two New Mexico residents. Garland County Sheriff's Lieutenant James Martin said 65-year-old Thomas Parker and 70-year-old Wanda Parker of Carlsbad, New Mexico, died in the crash about 5 p.m. yesterday. FAA spokesman Lynn Lunsford said the single-engine Cessna 182 crashed about 5 miles east of Hot Springs. Lunsford says the plane left Carlsbad and was en route to Hot Springs. A Batesville man was arrested on disorderly conduct charges Thursday afternoon when he apparently lost his temper with a pawn shop employee. When police arrived at the Lawrence Street address, Deputy Billy Croom said 23-year-old Curtis Lee Watson was quite belligerent, yelling and cursing the employees because he didn't think they were offering him enough for an item he wanted to pawn. Croom said when Watson would not stop the unruly behavior after several warnings, he was arrested and jailed on disorderly conduct charges. And Independence County deputies are investigating the theft of over 100 feet of copper tubing that was stolen this week from the Ricky D. Holland residence at Sulphur Rock. Copper is valued at $250. More than half of the increase in the U.S. population over the last decade consisted of Hispanics. The latest census numbers include 50 million Hispanics, or 1 in 6 Americans. The first set of national findings from the 2010 count also find that more than 9 million Americans checked more than one race category. That's up 32% from 10 years ago. Those fiber optic wire bundles are great as a conduit for the communications industry. Unless they're cut, then it's widespread disruptions. In Stone County Thursday, long-distance service, cell phones, and the internet were down from around 12:30 until around 4 p.m. Imagine being cut off from the outside world. No long distance, no cell phones, no internet. The Arkansas Forestry Commission says firefighting crews have contained the last two wildfires of dozens that burned 2,600 acres in the state. Commission spokeswoman Christina Fowler said this morning that crews have contained the two fires that burned in Stone and Van Buren counties Thursday night, and no injuries or property damage is reported. She said a total of 56 fires burned in the previous 24 hours, but none reported this morning. Several counties in the state have burn bans in place, and officials are hoping that rain will fall during the weekend to reduce the fire danger. Burn bans are in effect in Stone and Izard counties and the Cave City Fire District, including the city of Cave City. And an Arkansas House committee has passed the Senate version of a bill putting a nickel-a-gallon diesel fuel tax increase before voters. It was unanimous to advance the bill to the full House after the legislation was pushed through the Senate side. And on the local and regional scene, that brings you right up to date. Gary B.